debutantes and socialites and mamas from the PTA. God, I got such a beautiful voice. Thank you, guys. It's your boy, Brandon, with Drinks with Brandon. And like always, you know how it is. We're going to have some cold ones to our side. And we're going to have some good times. And we're going to talk about some shit. Guys, that's what's up. I got a Keystone Light next to me. Oh, gosh. Help me. Pray for me right now. Oh, gosh. Guys, one off. First off, I want to say this is going to be a little shorter of an episode. I just want to say a couple of things, and then I'm going to let you on your day. Guys, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, the listeners. Thank you for the fans. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for everything. Thank you for my fellow podcasters. Guys, if it wasn't for you, this would not be fun. Believe that. Second, teachers off task. Thank you. If it wasn't for you guys, I probably wouldn't have this much fun this weekend. Guys, I got one. I bought way too many Keystone Lights. I went hard in the paint with it. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, last episode, Teachers Off Task, it's a podcast. It's a group of physics teachers. They get together. They talk about topics. They shoot the shit, and they drink a couple beers while they're at it. They challenged your boy at a beer chugging contest. And I had to chug a pint faster than 5.09 seconds. And your boy done it in 4.4 seconds. Guys, one, thank you. I am the champion. Thank you, thank you. Woo, let's go, yeah. Okay. You guys made it fun, man. You guys made it hella fun. And I put a live video out there. I know, one, they're teachers, so they can't do a live video. But Brandon don't give 10 shits. But I did a live video so it could be authentic. One, you know, when I do my podcast, I'm in my studio by myself drinking my beer. I didn't have no eyes. I didn't have no people interacting. I was like, how can I prove this? You know, I could just done it on the podcast and faked it. But I'm like, I'm not about that. I'm going to do a live video to prove to these guys what Brandon Caudle's about. And I'm all about authenticity and just getting at it, man. Just being natural, man. Just getting at it. I had a fun time with it. If you guys haven't seen the video, it's on everything. In my Instagram, my Facebook. Just type in Drinks with Brandon or Brandon Caudle. Or Instagram is at Caudle_X or at 606 Comedy. You will find me. Watch the video. Like, give it a like. Give it a share. That's what it's about, guys, is getting interactive with all these other podcasters, going out, shaking hands with them, kissing babies, and just having fun. Just having fun. That's what it's all about. Like I said, teachers off task. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys made it really fun. Really fun. And that's what it's about, people. That is what it's about, is just having fun. First off, I want to say, if you guys are listening, and if I have a fellow podcaster out there, if you want a shout out, you let me know. I will give you a shout out. And you don't owe me a damn thing. I will give you a shout out. I will. I don't want no money. I'm that kind of guy. I'm doing it for the fun of it. I'm doing it because I like the feedback. I like, and that, you know what? Fuck it. It's just me. It's just how I am. I'm a weird individual. You guys listened to my podcast before. I'm all about positivity, brothers, sisters. I'm all about positivity. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not no motivational speaker. I've actually had people message me lately and they're like, man, you are very motivational. Guys, thank you for that. But I just don't walk up to elementary school and like tell these kids to, you know, straighten their shit up and, you know, clean their ass, you know, with a Keystone Light in my hand. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just tell it how it is. I love being positive. I love positive vibes. I love how it affects people. I love how it affects me, my wife. Positive vibes is the best medicine. if you're in a negative lifestyle and you're having all these bad things, dude, put some positivity in there and it will be fixed. Believe that. If you're trying to lose weight, do it more positive. You will have it. If you're trying to succeed in life, do it more positive. It will happen. Negative vibes will bring you down straight up. And yes, I do sound like a motivational speaker right now, but I tell how it is, man. I live in the now. I don't live in the past. I just don't. And that brings up a topic I kind of wanted to branch out. I'm in a lot of podcast groups on Facebook, lots of them. And thank you. Thank you for everybody who accepted me. Thank you all for all the friends I made from there. Thank you. Excuse me. But there's a gentleman that's out there, and I'm not going to say no names. He's bashing everybody. I guess he bashed a couple people. And he, at first, people came to him and was like, hey, review my podcast. And I understand, you know, you're reviewing someone's podcast. And here's the thing. He done it in the wrong way. One, I've had so many people ask me to review their podcast. And I'm going to tell you the 100% truth. I'm always going to give you something I love about it, and I'm always going to give you something to work on. And I'm not perfect. Hell, I use all in my podcast. It's like, fuck, you take all the words out, it's like a fucking porn. But they're filler words. That's something I have to work on. I know this. But I don't know everything. But I do know, generally, I know people. People send me their podcasts. I listen to them. There's something generally I like there. I let them know that. And then I was like, hey, you know what? Your audio kind of sucks. But, you know, it's really staticky and shit. And that's something they can work on. You just don't go to somebody and say, hey, man, you a piece of shit. You're living in your grandma's basement. You're going to die alone and shit. Like, your fucking podcast sucks, motherfucker. Like God, hot damn, son. Could you broke the motherfucker anymore? I don't know if that person said that or not, but hot damn. I mean, you just don't break people. You know, a review's like, to me, it's like school. The best teachers were the ones that say, hey, man, you're working really good at this. This is what you need to work on. Okay? And I did. And then your really bad teachers was like, hey, you know what, motherfucker? You don't know shit. And you're just like, motherfucker. And you do? You do. Guys, it's the same concept. And I know in this world, not everybody's going to like your stuff. Not everybody's going to like me. But I'm okay with it. If I talk to 100 people and two of them people out of the 100 like me, it's a win-win for your boy. Because I got two people that I didn't know like me. But I'm not going to get everybody to like me. That's just facts. Not everybody's going to like you. Live with it. But I will say this. Brandon will always respect you because you are a person. You are a human being. You are not a doormat. I have a doormat. He has no name. His name is Doormat. I mean, shit, it don't get no simpler than that. But like I said, if you want a shout out, you let me know. I will give you a shout out and you don't owe me a damn thing because I worked a 9-to-5 job and one, I don't want to take money from hardworking individuals. I know how hard it is to get. You getting them Washingtons, boy, and they hard, son. They hard. They stripper hard. And I'm not about that. Now, you know, I'm not going to bash nothing. Now, if a big corporation want to come and sponsor you, boy, you know, like Bud Light, you know, Jack Daniels. Hell, I'd even go with Keystone Light. But buddy, I'd be all about that, son. I'd be all about that noise. Give me it. What's up? I'd be wearing Bud Light underwear that flashes and shit. Let them know I got enough signs of them. But, guys, dude, you know, when you're in this podcast group, when you're in these podcast groups, you know, take and you'll reflect on yourselves. Do, you know, let it be known. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to like me. But, I will always respect you. Straight up. Another thing, too, like always, I give shout-outs to all the people that I listen to and good ones. This one goes out to the Church of MMA. Guys, I don't want to go over your head on this, but it's a podcast about MMA, mixed martial arts. If you don't like that, then you probably won't like this podcast, but I hella do. I love me some MMA. God, GSP used to be my shit growing up, son. George St. Pierre, God, son. I used to love watching him fight. The Conor McGregor fight that just happened, I loved it. Bones just fought, loved it. There's a lot. I love MMA, and these guys talk about old fights, recent fights. They go out of their way. They talk about like the lifestyles, like what's happening in the news, everything. And guess what? I've told you before, I love it when people throw some humor into things, and they do. They throw some humor in it, and they're funny. They are. But these guys get together, they talk some MMA, and they have some fun at it. Give them a listen to. Like I said, it's the Church of MMA. You like it. Like I said, if you like MMA, these guys have a good voice, and they know what they're talking about. Believe me, I know when people don't know what they're talking about. Now, you would say, Brandon, what are you talking about? Well, I like to drink beer and random shit, and I just like to talk about some shit. That's me. You never know what you're going to get. And that's what I want. Now, with these guys, you're going to get MMA. So, again, the shout out of the night goes to the Church of MMA. These guys are great. Give them a listen to. And like I said, one more shout out goes out to my fellow teachers out there with Teachers Off Task. Thank you for making this weekend fun. Not again for making me buy so many Keystone lights. God. Whoo, boy. This is the first time I've drunk Keystone. I've never bought Keystone. I don't care who you are. I never bought Keystone Light. Like, straight up. I've always done, like, Bud Light, Budweiser, Michelob, Miller. Never done no Keystone. I've done a lot of beer. First time I've ever done Keystone. I never walked in no joint like, hey, give me a Keystone Light. I've done Busch Light, you know, Busch, Coolers, Cooler Light. You know, I've never done Keystone, though. God, I was scared, though. I thought they was going to say Milwaukee's best. I was like, oh, damn, it's all going to hell now. Whoa, buddy. Milwaukee's best is basically dog shit liquid-formed. God dang, son. Whew. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Let me take the rest of this can out. Woo! God, buddy. Trying to finish these off. Oh, but guys, thank you again. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the fans. Thank you for everything. Like I said, if you want a shout out, you let me know. If you want to do something interactive, you let me know. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, all that. You will find it. If not, all you have to do is type in Brandon, look for the, you know, gorgeous face, the most handsome guy, and there I will be. But like always, I don't want to end you guys on a note. I always love telling you some shit that's happened here recently, and I always love, you know, spreading the stories, what I usually do. Guys, I was in the shower the other day. I was taking a shower, you know, cleansing the body. And I looked down, and I saw this body wash I never seen before. And I was like, man, you know, okay, let's try this out. Yeah, you know, I popped it open, like pop. Sniffed at it. I was like, wow, this shit smells pretty good. I was like, okay, that's what's up. Well, I'm lathering my body with it and everything. I'm washing. Well, my wife walks in, and she's brushing her teeth. And she's like, you know, sniffing around. She's like, and she's like, are you using my body wash? And I'm like, wait, how'd you know that? And she's like, I can smell it. And I was like, huh, this is really potent. That's what's up. And she's like, no, that's not what's up. She's like, you do know that's like a female wash, right? And I was like, female wash? Like, women wash with it? She's like, no, silly. Like, women wash their female parts with it. And I was like, I just paused in mid-shower, and I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? She's like, you're using Summer's Eve, right? And I was like, I had no thought about it. I picked up the bottle and it's like Summer's Eve, you know, feminine wash. I just thought it was like a feminine smell. Didn't know they washed their, you know, stuff with it. And she's like, yeah, silly, this is, you know, this is a feminine product. And I was like, oh. Like, are you talking about, I can't wash this on my balls? And she's like, I guess you can. Buddy, feminine wash or not, that shit made my balls smell like potpourri. I had potpourri balls, son. Oh, God, they smell hella fresh. It's just, oh my, oh. Women's stuff or not. And plus, summer, I love summer. How was I supposed to know in the shower, Summer's Eve? I'm sorry, if you don't want me to touch the shit, call it shit men don't want. I don't know, but I love summer. I was like, oh man, shit, this shit's going to make me smell like beaches and islands and shit. Nope. But it did make my boss smell really good though, straight up. And then I get out and I saw the spray and it said the same stuff. And I'm not going to lie, I sprayed myself with it. It was like a guilty, you know, pleasure kind of thing. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I already know that the body wash is for feminine stuff. So this body spray has to be for feminine stuff. So, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to roll with it. Sprayed on my balls. Made them extra fresh. And you women out there probably like, oh my God, he's talking about, you have guys, right? Or wait, if you're listening and you're lesbian, then buy your lesbian friend Summer Eve. It's a feminine wash. And if you have a guy, do not buy him Summer's Eve. It is a feminine wash. Ah, I solved both equations to that answer right there, boys. God, I'm a genius. Whoo, boy. But, yeah, it was a little awkward at first. It's like, wait, what? You're telling me women wash? Oh, snap. Wait, why do you put this in the shower then? And she's over here like, it's our shower. And I was like, oh, that's what you're always doing. Our this, our that. Can a man not have his own shit no more? Nope, 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 nope. I'm just kidding. Like I said, I always love her. She's my best friend. She's my rock. She's my support system. She's my best friend. She's my everything. That is my wife, people. Yep. She is awesome. But now she likes to give me shit. And I bet you, buddy, I bet you a $20 bill she's going to tell one of her friends. Like, hey, guess what? My husband washes shit with my body, my feminine body wash. And they're going to go, oh, let's laugh at Brandon. Oh, gosh. But, guys, it's been a crazy night. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode. Shortest episode I've ever done. But it's been a long day. Like I said, there's a live video out there of me chugging beer. But for the podcast Teachers Off Task. But if you haven't seen it, like I said, go on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. It's on there. Guys, view it. Let me know what you think. Like I said, it's pretty simple. I'm all about having fun, son. I'm all about that positivity. If you guys need a shout out, you let me know. If you guys want to talk, let me know. Okay? And like always, we're going to end this podcast with a question and answer. You know your boy's favorite. Oh, gosh, I got some good ones, but I kind of marked them out. I kind of ciphered through some. This one goes out to Crystal from Tennessee. Crystal asks, Brandon, you sound... And this is before I put out the video, too. Crystal goes, Brandon, you sound like you're a big guy. Crystal, I am. I'm actually... I'm about between... If you had a guess, I'm between 6'7" to 6'8". And I'm about 330 pounds. I'm a big dude. If you go watch that video, you can tell I'm a pretty big guy from the video. But, yep, Crystal, I'm a big guy. I mean, I guess I got a deep voice or a pretty mouth. But, I'm a big dude, straight up. My wife is, like, super tiny. She comes to, like, my waist or my belly. And I'm really tall. Like, I'll tell you, funny thing is, my mom, when I go to my mom's house, I got dunk under the door sometimes where I will hit my head. Like, she's got this little hinge thing that pops out. I have to dunk under that, or that shit will literally knock me out. But yeah, Crystal, I'm a tall dude. My whole family's tall, actually, if you want to go with it. My mom's not tall. My mom's short as shit. But she's got, you know, she's like fun size. She's just like, you know, 5 foot. Well, it's tall. How tall is mom? Like 5'4"? Something like that. Then my wife's short. My sister, she's like 5'9", 5'10". And then it gets to me. I'm 6'7", 6'8". My dad's 6'5". One of my uncles is 6'6". My other uncle is 6'9", 6'10". And then my aunt is 6'4". She is a tall broad. She is very tall. And that's my little... And my papaw, you know, God rest his soul, he's passed. That was my dude. He was a tall guy. He was like 6'8". He was a tall dude. They used to call him Big Jack. But yeah, I come from a big family, Crystal. We coddles roll, man. You know, you see me a mile away, son. But yes, I am a tall guy. Next question and answer goes out to Brent. Brent says, Brandon, how country are you? Well, Brent, I don't know really how to answer this question. I am country as hell, boy. Buddy, how can you answer? I'm about as country as cornbread. That's a good answer. I like that answer. Let's go with that answer. I'm about as country as cornbread, son. I like to walk out on a porch and piss off of it. I like to piss outside and mark my territory and shit. I drink a shit ton of beer. My family, now I live downtown, but my family, my family's estate and everything, they live off a holler. Oh gosh, what else? You know, I like being out in the mud. I like being out in the country, working outside, doing things. I mean, it's just, I don't know how much I can say, but I am country as cornbread, boy. I don't know if you've heard before, but I always emphasize where I'm from. I'm from the 606. That is Paintsville, Kentucky at its finest, son. And I'm very damn proud from where I come from. I come from an area where working hard is just part of the normal. It's part of the norm. Everybody here works hard. They, you know, they do their dues and they get by. And I come from hard work. I do. My uncle, my dad, my mom, all hard work. And that's what the 606 is about. So to me, when I think country life, I think hard work, dedication, and then some beer. I mean, that's just how it is, man. But yeah, I'm about as country as cornbread, son. The beautiful 606 and me, we is as country as cornbread. Straight up. Thank you, Brent, for that. That was a good question. Crystal, same for you. Guys, like always, that's some of my favorite things to do with tonight is do like a little question and answer. If you have a question you'd like to answer, you would like me to answer, shoot me on my Facebook, message me, or message me on Instagram, or text me, whatever. If you have my number, I will gladly answer. Guys, like always, thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for everything. If you haven't watched the live video, go look at it now. Your boys out there chugging beer, son. Everybody needs to see it. But, guys, like I said, this video is going to be short. This podcast is going to be short. I had a lot of things to do today. Tired as hell. Tired. God, buddy, I'm tired. And I'm tired of all these Keystones. I drank so many Keystones today. God, I'm going to have kidney stones. God dang, son. Oh, God. Like I said, I have never drunk Keystone my whole life until tonight. Straight up. But, guys, like always, you know how it is. When you come on with Drinks with Brandon, you know two things. You're going to have some drinks, you're going to have some laughs, and you're going to hear some things. Guys, like always, give love where love is due. Always bring another person up. Never live in the past. Those are my quotes for the day. And do you. Like I said, you a human being. You a grown-ass person. You know, go wash your ass and stuff. You can do that yourself. You don't need somebody bringing you down about it. Like I said, always, it's your boy Brandon, Drinks with Brandon, and we having a good time like always. Thank you guys. Brandon out.